A reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is, chapter 4, Transcendental Knowledge, text number 35. Yajyatvana punaramoham evam dasyasi pandava yena bhutana sisani draksya sadmana tumai jat. Which? Yatwa, knowing. Na, never. Puna, again. Moham, to illusion. Evam, like this. Jashasi, you shall go. Pandava, O son of Pandu, Jena, by which Bhutani, living entities, Asesani, all Drakshyasi, you will see Admani in the Supreme Soul, Atahu. Or in other words, my in me. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you will never fall again into such illusion. For by this knowledge, you will see that all living beings are but part of the Supreme, or in other words, that they are mine. Please repeat. Having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you will never fall again into such illusion. For by this knowledge, you will see that all living beings are but part of the Supreme. Or in other words, that they are mine. Report. The result of receiving knowledge from a self-realized soul. For one who knows things as they are, is learning that all living beings are parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. The sense of an existence separate from Krishna is called Maya. Ma, not. Ya, this. Something that we have nothing to do with Krishna. That Krishna is only a great historical personality, and that the Absolute is the impersonal Brahman. Factually, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, this impersonal Brahman is the personal effulgence of Krishna. Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the cause of everything. In the Brahma Samhita, it is clearly stated that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes. Even the millions of incarnations are only His different expansions. Similarly, the living entities are also expansions of Krishna. The Mayavadi philosophers wrongly think that Krishna loses His own separate existence in His many expansions. This thought is material in nature. We have experienced in the material world that a thing, when fragmentally distributed, loses its own original identity. But the Mayavadi philosophers fail to understand that absolute means that 1 + 1 is equal to 1, and that 1 - 1 is also equal to 1. This is the case in the absolute world. For want of sufficient knowledge in the absolute science, we are now covered with illusion, and therefore we think that we are separate from Krishna. Although we are separated parts of Krishna, we are nevertheless not different from Him. The bodily difference of the living entities is Maya, or not actual fact. We are all meant to satisfy Krishna. By Maya alone, Arjun taught that the temporary bodily relationship with his kinsmen was more important than his eternal spiritual relationship with Krishna. The whole teaching of the Gita is targeted towards this end, that a living being, as Krishna's eternal servitor, cannot be separated from Krishna in his sense of being an identity part from Krishna is called Maya. The living entities are separate parts and parcels of the Supreme, have a purpose to fulfill. Having forgotten that purpose since time immemorial, they are situated in different bodies as men, animals, demigods, etc. Such bodily differences arise from forgetfulness of the transcendental service of the Lord. But when one is engaged in transcendental service through Krishna consciousness, one becomes at once liberated from this illusion. One can acquire such pure knowledge only from the bona fide spiritual master, and thereby avoid the delusion that the living entity is equal to Krishna. Perfect knowledge is that the Supreme Soul, Krishna, is the supreme shelter for all living entities. And giving up such shelter, the living entities are deluded by the material energy, imagining themselves to have a separate identity. Thus, under different standards of material identity, they become forgetful of Krishna. When, however, such deluded living entities become situated in Krishna consciousness, it is to be understood that they are on the path of liberation, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 10, Text 6, Bhakti Rishitva Anyata Rupam Saurupena Vyavastiti. Liberation means to be situated in one's constitutional position as an eternal servitor of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. Slahopad Kija. From text 34 to 42 of the chapter, Krishna gave a summary of what he taught in this chapter 4. Transcendental knowledge. So Lord Krishna requested I should approach a bona fide spiritual master, inquire from him submissively about the process of Krishna consciousness, and render him sincere loving service. That is in text 34. Now in text 35, Lord Krishna is expanding on 34. In fact, 34 is an instruction. Go and get knowledge. After getting knowledge, what happened? Acts 35. So here Krishna said, Jat gatwa na punara moham. After getting knowledge, how do we know that someone has gotten knowledge? Krishna said here, na punara moham. We will never again be in illusion. One who has become liberated from Maya, one has become knowledgeable in the science of Krishna consciousness. Krishna said he will not fall into Maya again. He will not be illusioned again. His illusion is permanently closed. No more illusion, no deletion, no confusion. The person is now situated in transcendental knowledge. That also can be theory. That is theory, that someone has gotten knowledge. It is still theoretical. What is a practical aspect of one who has gotten this knowledge, that one can visibly see in the person that this person has gotten knowledge? What can we practically see in this person that he has gotten knowledge from a bona fide spiritual master? Krishna also explained that here in this verse. Krishna said, Draksya si admani ato mayi. You will see that all living entities, not some entities, all living entities are eternally and consciously related with me. They are mine. In other words, Krishna is saying that one who has gotten this knowledge, his approach to things will be different. His response to things will be different. How should a person treat things will be different. It will not be the same. For one who knows that everything in creation of Krishna, everything is Krishna's eternal paraphernalia for his enjoyment, what will be the consciousness of such a person? A person will never again be exploited. The person will now use everything in Krishna's satisfaction, in Krishna's pleasure, having known that everything belongs to Krishna. So Krishna said here, such a person would never again be in illusion. That person will have a perfect vision to see all living entities to be eternally and consciously related with Krishna. We'll be very careful with how we deal with things. That is the sign of a person who has gotten the knowledge. It is not just a person who is speaking the philosophy. That is theoretical. And we can hire people to do that. We already have professional reciters who can speak very nicely. But after speaking very nicely, or before speaking very nicely, what has been our activities? That is the difference. A person who has gotten this knowledge, a Christian said, his or her activities before speaking the nice philosophy and his or her activities after speaking the philosophy is the same with what he has spoken. That is the sign of a person who has gotten the knowledge. He sees all living entities as Krishna's parts and parcel. Therefore, no exploitation, no cheating, no misuse, as Maya always turned us away from Krishna. One who has gotten knowledge would never turn his or her face from Krishna. Hare Krishna. Excuse the Gamoni Prabhu is here with us. He has a presentation, so we'll hear from him in the transcendental after. So Krishna is saying here that one who has gotten this knowledge will see all living entities, not on the different bodies which we have at the moment. We'll not see the bodies. Animal body, human body, demigod body, or plant body, insect body, beast body. A person who has gotten the knowledge will never see on that platform. The person who has gotten this knowledge is going to see the soul. That is different. One who is seeing the soul will have a complete respect for all living entities. One who is seeing the soul will treat every soul respectfully, because he knows that these are Krishna's parts and parcels, very much loved by Krishna. Therefore, I should treat them very nicely. That is the sign of a person who has gotten the knowledge, not just a person who speaks the philosophy. That anyone can speak. So, Prabhupada said, the result of receiving knowledge from a self-realized soul, or one who knows things as they are, is learning that all living beings are parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. It's a part. Although we are part, we are a complete unit, perfectly, constantly, and eternally connected with Krishna, parcels. Not separate from Krishna. Nothing is separate from Krishna. Everything is related with Krishna. That is the vision of Srila Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva went into trance. In his trance, he saw everything was eternally connected with Krishna, including Maya, was also eternally connected with Krishna in full obedience. Not independent of Krishna. Nothing was independent of Krishna. Everything was depending or is depending on Krishna eternally. That is the vision of Vyasadeva. Therefore, he presented his realization in the Srimad Bhagavatam for the benefit of the whole world. The sense of an existence separate from Krishna is called Maya, that which is not. And Prabhupada gave an example here of the impersonalist, Mayavadis. This is what? This is complete, is it not? This is complete. Now I cannot break it, but some of you can do. But some of you can do it. So if you break this into two and break it into another two, it becomes what? Four. So what is the completeness here? What is the completeness? The completeness has lost its identity. Is it not? It is not one again, it is four. So where is a completeness? We're going to discard that in the Sri Upanishad. So what is the completeness? This is a philosophy of the Mayavadis. Is this complete? When you have four out of one, is this complete? It's species. So what is the completeness? How Krishna remained the complete balance when he has become Nana Vatara Mataro Bhuvana Shukintu. So what is the completeness? Where is it? It is lost. Krishna has lost his identity because it's now fragmented into different parts. And Prabhupada said that is their illusion, that is their ignorance. Because they don't understand what Krishna means, what absolute knowledge means. And he gave a perfect example here. It's spiritual mathematics. What is it? Mayavadi philosophers failed to understand that absolute means that 1 + 1 is equal to 1, not 2. Material calculation, 1 + 1 is 2. Spiritual calculation, 1 + 1 is 1. And 1 - 1 is still 1. That is absolute. Well, that is still a philosophy. Is it not? It's still a philosophy. How can we say that a fragmented part of Krishna, Krishna had become fragmented in so many forms, Advaita, Machuta, Manata, Mananta, Rupam, is still complete? How do you balance that? So, Krishna is a metal. He can break into pieces. Is that Krishna? Is that Krishna? He can break into pieces, into four, and he lost his identity. Is that Krishna? No, Krishna is different. Krishna is different from material object. Material object, the paper, like this, you can tear it into pieces. You lost its identity. But that is not the case with Krishna. Absolute, what does it mean? What does it mean, your absolute? Absolute. It's a reality which remains the same in all circumstances. Never undergo any changes, even though there are so many transformations, remain the same. That is absolute. That is Krishna. So Prabhupada said here, they failed to understand the position of Lord Krishna. But why have they failed? Why have they failed to understand the absolute position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because they don't have a bona fide spiritual master who is guiding them. Lord Krishna is not staying in the heart of Mayavadis. Is it true? Is it true? Ishwara Sarva Bhutam Hridesara Juna Tistati. Yeah? Is that what Bhagavata said? Is it not? Isn't that what Bhagavata said? But Krishna himself said, Naham Tistanti Vaikuntha. You know contradiction? I am not in Vaikuntha, nor in the heart of the yogis. So is it wrong for us to say, following this philosophy, that Krishna is not in the heart of the Mayavadis? Are we not correct? Are we not justified? According to the story of Bhagavad Gita, we are justified that Krishna is not in the heart of the Mayavadis. But Krishna lives in the body of his devotees. Krishna says, I'm not in Vaikuntha, but where is him? Krishna lives in the body of his pure devotees. That is the residence of Krishna. Therefore, Mayavadis cannot understand the absolute position of Lord Krishna, but pure devotees can understand because their relation is based on love. Therefore, Krishna not only giving knowledge to his devotees, Krishna reveals himself to the devotees. Therefore, they can understand him. Why non-devotees cannot understand Krishna? (Clears throat) Non-devotees cannot understand Krishna. Krishna is so difficult for non-devotees to understand. But Krishna is very, very easy for his devotees to understand. The difference is based on love. Who feels very comfortable revealing himself, herself, revealing the secret to a person who does not love you? Who does that? Here. Krishna told his father, "My dear father, I'm speaking to you. You are keeping quiet. You are not answering me. I know what I'm doing. Don't think I'm a small boy." People who are liberal, they don't keep secret. They may keep to their enemies, but not to a family member. "I am your son. So why are you keeping me quiet? What is your philosophy? You think I'm a small boy, but what is your philosophy? Tell me, what is your philosophy? I am your son, an intimate family member of yours. Secrets should not be kept from them. So why are you keeping me secret? Why are you keeping secret? So you think I'm a small boy, but are you behaving like a big man? Tell me." So Narada Maharaj says, "Oh, I think my small boy does not understand the intricacy of his powerful jagya. Well, see, his knowledge is very strong." Okay, so he responded. So devotees love Krishna. Therefore, Krishna reveals himself to the devotees. Krishna will give knowledge to the jnanis, but he won't give bhakti to jnanis. Krishna gives bhakti to only his devotees because their relationship is based on love. Therefore, it is in the body of devotees that Krishna resides to guide his devotees so they can come to him, ultimately come to him. Even if they cannot understand the philosophy, Krishna will see the genuine nature, the genuine love the devotees have for him. Krishna will reveal himself to the devotees and lead them to ultimately come to them. That is the prerogative of a devotee over non-devotees. So Krishna glorified knowledge in this chapter. And encouraging us to take to Krishna consciousness so that we can change our situation. As Prabhupada mentioned here, one can acquire such pure knowledge only from the bona fide spiritual master and thereby avoid the delusion that the living entity is equal to Krishna. Perfect knowledge is that the Supreme Soul, Krishna, is the supreme shelter for all living entities. And giving up such shelter, the living entities are deluded by the material energy, imagining themselves to be a separate identity. That is illusion. That's ignorance. We mentioned it this morning. And many living entities, especially for those of us who are trying to practice Krishna consciousness, are thinking we are material beings who are trying to enter into spirituality. That is wrong. That is a mistake. We are spiritual beings who are experiencing material existence. But because of our long association with Maya, we have forgotten our primary nature. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakura teaching. The secondary nature has become primary. And the primary nature has become secondary. To turn back is a hard struggle. But we need this struggle. Because under such different standard of material identity, we have become forgetful of Krishna. When, however, so deluded living entity become situated in Krishna consciousness, it is to be understood that they are on the path of liberation, as confirmed in the Bhagavatam. Moktirihitva narata rupam. So, Sarupena Vyavastiti. Hare Krishna. We have 5 minutes. Any comments or questions? Comments? Yes, sir. Hare Krishna. Very good. Very good question. Thank you. One can go to a bookshop and buy a book, geography, history, medical, engineering. You can go to a bookshop today. You don't have to go to a bookshop. Go to internet. You can download all the things and study it very nicely at home. And you get the knowledge. So, why do you have to go to a bona fide spiritual master? Or even not even bona fide. Why do you have to go to? You can go to any person. Why bona fide? Why must it be a bona fide person? That was an intelligent question from Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada answered the question very nicely. There was a question. Srila Prabhupada, you say that your purport is not different from you, is it not? Yes. It's not different. Even apart from other literature, other books, it's okay. But your own purport is not different from you. Yes. So I can read Bhagavad Gita in my house. Your purport is there. And attain perfection. Prabhupada said, no. 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 You must go to my representative. So why? If I buy a book or download any literature and read in my house, I will get knowledge, but there is something which you will not get. What is that? Realization, right? Something else? There is something which you will never get. Mercy. Something. There is something more. You get the knowledge, but something you will never get. Qualities. You will never get disciplined. Never. Therefore, the previous verse said what? Submission. How will you get submission? From where? From discipline. So one has to go and study the scripture under a master for discipline. That is where the word disciple comes from. Discipline. You can never become a pure devotee without having the mercy of a pure devotee, which comes from discipline. You properly mentioned in the previous verse, a disciple must render service as a menial servant. How will you do that? Discipline. Without that, you can never get the mercy. You will never get the realization. only knowledge will be there. No realization will come. Because realization will come when the spiritual master is satisfied, and with you, then he revealed the knowledge. Therefore, it is absolutely necessary to go under and study under a devotee. Discipline. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself directly told one devotee in Jagannath Puri, if you want to understand Bhagavatam, go and study under a devotee. Not in your room. You will not get the real import of the Vedas on our strength. It is called revealed scripture. Right? It is a revealed scripture. How is it going to be revealed? In your room? It will never be revealed to us in our room. In my country, there are so many Christians. The Lord spake it unto me. How do you know? What is your qualification that the Lord is speaking to you? What's your qualification? In the mind, there are so many voices. Which one do you know that is the voice of God? The mind is speaking, the intelligence is speaking. So, the super soul is speaking. Which one do you know is the voice of God? Which one? The spiritual master has to reveal it. When he sees that we are acting as a menial servant, not as an arrogant student, you will never get the mercy. No realization. Only empty knowledge will be there, which will be very dangerous. Empty knowledge, dry philosophy is very dangerous. Why is it dangerous? We'll be very, very proud. No humility. Discipline will make us humble. The knowledge will be revealed, and it will become part of us. So you see, those who are Bhaktivedantas, they are very humble because they are disciplined under a master. So Krishna said, "Tad vidipani pate na parishpana shevaya." Three things I'm mentioning. Three things. Go and make approach. That approach is for discipline. Then we become very humble, and that humility will cleanse the debt, which is debt, which is there since time immemorial. And the spiritual master sees. This morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching us how to practice devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged all the devotees, and he was carefully examining how every devotee was doing their service. In your room, who is going to see you like that? Who will see you like that in your room? That I'm doing, I'm sleeping. Who is going to tell you you're sleeping on japa in the room? Who is going to tell you your room, you are reading and you are dozing? And what you have read, you did not understand it perfectly. Who? A living spiritual master who is bona fide has to be present to guide and correct us wherever it is necessary. So some of us who don't want a spiritual master, it is not because we are pure as we claim to be, or we are intelligent as we claim to be. It is not. It is because we don't want to be disciplined. We are not humble. We don't want training. It is due to false ego. It is due to the fact that we would never want to accept authority. We want to be independent. Therefore, we are taking shelter of the scripture to deviate. and justify our deviations. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, jai. His grace, Jagamuni Prabhu ki, jai.